told me about this whole time capsule, effectively, of the early 2000s. And it reminds me, that whole thing with the boy band in One Direction, I know people that were borderline fanatics of One Direction. I'm just thinking, is this a documentary? This is meant to be an animated Disney movie, right? Why do I feel like I relate to this so much? So it was nice to sort of go back and get a little sentimental and nostalgic about your time growing up a little bit.
Yeah, they even implemented a Tamagotchi, which I thought was so, so cute. And then the Tamagotchi was used at the end. I won't say how because spoilers, but oh my God, it was so, so cute. The way that the three of them interacted was amazing. And I must say, three of them being women of color out of the four friends, that is unheard of. We've never seen that in a show like this on this and this kind of a scale, particularly something aimed at children. And that was awesome. You had Mei Li, who's Chinese American. You had a girl who was Korean American, and you had an Indian American. And it was just so fun to see the four of them interacting. They were going to go on a karaoke night. Oh my gosh, it just reminded me so much of me and my friends on a weekend sleepover. It was just so great. Early 2000s nostalgia. Feels were right in me here. Now, I must say, from what I've heard as well from a couple of my friends, the Asian American representation is on point. I can't necessarily comment on it from my perspective. Unfortunately, I am not a part of the Asian community, so I cannot say that. But from what I've heard, they've loved it. They felt very seen. They felt very included. And I thought that's pretty awesome. Not to mention period stigma. Period and puberty stigma in a Disney film. Oh my God. Sorry, I'm getting a bit excited. But oh my God. Oh my God. It reminded me of my first time and my aunt. Sorry, Aunt Denny, I love you. But it reminded me of that summer holiday and oh my goodness me. Oh my goodness me. It brought me so many memories and it felt so good to be seen in such a way that it brought up so many feelings of how I felt and how Mei Li felt in that moment is exactly how I felt. Yes, she wasn't on her period, but her first transformation into her red panda self. Oh my gosh. So relatable. And I love it. Love it. I'm here for it. I will watch that film over and over and over again. So if you haven't seen it, highly recommend. Sorry, I'm ranting today.
That's okay. It sounds like you really enjoy this movie.
I am ranting. I am very much ranting. But yeah, it's so much fun. So much fun. But yeah, there's been a couple of the things happening in the film world in the past week. We got a new trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And we got another trailer for Moon Knight, which I am so excited for at the end of March.
Oscar Isaac,
yes, very excited. And we've got Morbius coming out later on in this month. So much superhero stuff. So much superhero stuff coming out this year. Mm-hmm. And as a superhero fan myself, very excited. Ms. Marvel trailer with Kamala Khan, Muslim American girl from New Jersey who gets cosmic like superpowers. They've changed her from the comics, but I am excited to see the changes that they've implemented, which is exciting, and to see some true representation of some very important ethnic groups. But yeah, have you got anything to add this week in films?
Well, a trailer that I saw a couple nights ago is Memory, which is Liam Neeson's new action thriller. Yes, before everyone gets a little groany, Liam Neeson is a guy I have a huge amount of respect for because he adds credibility to pretty much anything. And also, the director they got for this movie, Martin Campbell, has made probably some of my favorite movies in the last 20 years. Mask of Zorro, GoldenEye, Casino Royale, Edge of Darkness. That being said, he also did make Green Lantern, so it could go one of two ways, this movie.
Yeah, it does look like Taken meets old age Alzheimer's. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, his memory gets taken this time.
Yes, yes. It does look very interesting, and I do think I might go and see that one when it comes out. You're the one with a bit more Jack Norris experience than I am, so what has a good old Chuck Norris been up to lately?
Well, to be brutally honest, not a whole lot. He had a brief appearance in The Expendables 2 in 2012, and that was it for that point. But going back to the 1980s, hoo-hoo, different story. But before we get to that, let's talk about a little production company called Canon. These guys are a infamous production company from the 80s that made hideously low-budget action films. Now, that's not to say those movies aren't a masterclass of cinema in their own right, because they are. They truly have to be seen to be believed. I'm talking about films like Delta Force, Invasion USA, Missing in Action, films they did with Charles Bronson like 10 to Midnight, Death Wish 3, 2 to 5. But then their fall came in 1986 with a little film called Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Now, Canon was run by late Israeli producers Menahem Golan and Yuran Globus. Now, these guys would pretty much take money from productions and give them to something else. And they were losing money left, right, and center, as you can imagine, with a heinous business practice like that. Mm-hmm. And they thought a film like Superman 4 would revive that company and kind of save it. All it did was turn out to be the final nail in that coffin, because I don't know if you've seen Superman 4, but to say the effects are unfinished is... I'm being generous when I say that, and also...
an understatement. Yes. Yeah.
But, yeah, if you are looking to go down the rabbit hole of Chuck Norris and Canon films, a good entry point, I would say, would be Invasion USA. It's pretty much like... in a lot of ways, it could have almost be the precursor to Die Hard or Olympus Has Fallen, like terrorists take over the White House, and Chuck Norris's character has to stop them, eventually culminating in a rocket launcher duel with someone.
So it sounds like something that could have predicted 9/11 and other terrorist attacks that have happened since then. What are they up to now? Are they doing anything at the moment? Anything new? Anything happening?
Well, Canon are non-existent. They folded after the event, after the creation of Superman 4. However, there is a modern production company that is almost the successor to Canon Films. That company is Millennium Media, mm-hmm. who made the Expendables films. They made Hitman's Bodyguard 1 and 2 with Ryan Reynolds. They made a movie called Criminal with Kevin Costner, where he gets implanted with the brain of Ryan Reynolds after he dies, which is...
I kind of want to see that. I love Ryan, and I think that would just be absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, he's not in it as much as you think, and it is a little dull, but it is done the best it can, but yeah.
Interesting to hear that the successor of that of Canon created the Expendables. From what I remember, the Expendables, no, forget me, I watched them when I was a teenager, were not too bad. It was okay. Very high octane. The effects were pretty good. So I'm surprised that they were considered a successor company.
Well, they're enjoyable. Millennium and Canon, for that matter, they fall under the category of so bad it's good. Like, you know, they're not exactly high art. They're not exactly going to win any awards. But you don't care. You're there to have fun. And with particularly the Expendables films, especially the second one, which is my favorite, they know that this is silly. They know it's ridiculous, and they just lead into it and make it as fun and over the top as possible. And just on that predicting 9/11, Canon films like Menahem Golan and Yuran Globus were obsessed with Americana. Like, they put it in every movie they could at every opportunity.
Yeah, I watched some of the trailers yesterday, and oh my goodness me. There should have been an eagle flying in the background.
I think there was in Delta.
Born in the USA. That's exactly what it made me feel. Some of the YouTube comments from the trailers were just...
amazing.
Nothing has changed. Yeah. Nothing has changed.
Yeah. But yeah, I think there actually is an eagle flying by at one point in Delta Force in a huge action scene.
Goodness me. It's like a... so in that case, you would say Peacemaker, the recent DC TV show that's just come out, pays an homage to that. It has a lot of Americana in it, and I would consider Peacemaker's little eagle friend, Eagly, inventive name, as part of that. And having John Cena play Peacemaker too, I must say, it was gold. Still haven't seen the last episode. I'm kind of putting that off to when more DC things are happening. I just don't want it to end. Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. But that being said, that was James Gunn.
Yeah.
That was James Gunn.
Yeah.
Not Canon or
Millennium.
Millennium. But anyway, yeah. Americana. Yeah. Good old Americana. Are there any other Americana films coming out this year?
Well, speaking of which, in April we have a little film called Ambulance made by the one and only Michael Bay, which are filled with Americana slow-mo shots of guys covered in baby oil with the US flag behind them. Everything's oversaturated. I think we're going to have to do a whole episode on Michael Bay when that movie comes out.
Oh, I would be very interested in doing that. Growing up, I did like some Michael Bay movies. I am a little bit ashamed to say that. I know my girlfriend will just be ripping me at the seams because I'm holding back. She knows how much I grew up loving Transformers. But anyway, that's a guilty pleasure of mine. Sorry. I love Megan Fox. Just a heads up. I am very gay. Very gay. And Megan Fox definitely did not help that. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Well, okay. Getting back to... What? Jesus Christ, we've gone off topic here. But, yeah. So, point is, Americana, for better or worse, is always going to have a place in cinema. And I like to think canon sort of laid the foundation for a lot of low-budget indie filmmakers to sort of bring that back, for better or worse, as you've said. But the thing is, whereas canon is bad is enjoyable in an ironic sense of the word, Millennium do have one movie that I genuinely think is brilliant. It's called The Outpost. It's a war action thriller. That's a true story about this remote US military outpost in the Afghan mountains with hardly any base personnel that they fought off an attack of 500 Taliban. And it's an amazing true story, and do watch it if you haven't seen it.
I'll have to give that a watch. I think that's all we have time for on Jack and the Pop Stock this morning. Do keep an ear out and an ear to the ground in regards to our upcoming Michael Bay episode. When is Ambulance coming out?
Ambulance opens in cinemas April 7th.
April 7th. So it should be coming up very soon for you guys. So do tune in a couple of weeks for that one. Thank you very much for listening in. Thank you very much, Jack, for coming on the show.
No problem, Maddie. I've had a blast this morning.
No worries. If you missed any of Jack and the Pop Stock, as always, it will be up on the 2SER website for you guys to listen in. And please let us know what you want to listen to, what you want to hear us talk about. We are more than happy discussing anything and everything relating to pop culture. Strength, let me prosper. Daddy say you want me to be lawyer, be doctor, riffraff, kitty girl, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie, bougie, I delay, oh I fancy when I see a type. One time kill.